Kelvin, what he's about to say could change your life.
I'm 6'2", and I was about 290. I lost weight fast. I trimmed down. Now I'm about 235. I'm probably at about 9, maybe 10% body fat. That's great. I lost probably at least 60 pounds in probably 3.5-4 months. Color of my hair is coming back. Skin looks better. Obviously gaining muscle. My muscle mass is coming back. Thank you for providing an awesome product. Somebody who actually has and does what they say they will. That's awesome.
That's great, Kelvin. Losing that belly fat in less than 4 months is outstanding. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been changing men's lives, like Kelvin, and can help you lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve your lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Vice President Mike Pence, along with his wife Karen and Surgeon General Jerome Adams, have received the coronavirus vaccine during a White House event aimed at convincing skeptical Americans that the vaccines are safe. Vice President Pence says this is a truly inspiring day.
As the people of this country witnessed this past week under Operation Warp Speed, the first coronavirus vaccine is literally being administered in states across the country to millions of Americans. And make no mistake about it, it's a medical miracle.
Meanwhile, President Trump has not received the vaccine yet. White House Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern says President Trump will take the coronavirus vaccine when his doctors tell him it's time.
He's expressed publicly his willingness to take it, and when the time is right, I'm sure he will remain willing to take it.
President-elect Biden's office announced that he will take the vaccine publicly on Monday. Meanwhile, the U.S. stands on the verge of adding a second vaccine to its arsenal as the coronavirus outbreak passes through its most lethal phase yet. The Food and Drug Administration is evaluating a shot developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health, and a decision could clear the way for its use as early as Monday. The government's cybersecurity agency is expressing increased alarm about a hack of computer systems in the U.S. and around the globe that officials suspect was carried out by Russia. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, says the hacking is unnerving.
Every day there's a new disclosure of another agency that reports that they have somehow wheedled their way into this important critical information. How much they know, what they've gained, how much they've compromised us, we don't know yet.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 124 points, the NASDAQ dropped 9, the S&P 500 lower by 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or...
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Jordan Barson, the 45-year-old truck driver accused of DUI, which killed five bicyclists near a searchlight last week, had more than nine times the amount of methamphetamine in his system to be legally considered impaired. The arrest warrant indicated Barson had 948.7 nanograms of methamphetamine per milliliter of blood in his system, where a driver would be considered illegally impaired by 100 nanograms per milliliter. He's being jailed in Mojave County, Arizona, awaiting extradition back to the state of Nevada. Meanwhile, Nevada has run out of money to pay unemployment benefits, but those eligible to get checks will still get paid. The Silver State is joining 22 other states in asking the federal government for advances to pay unemployment claims. Well, the long dry spell is finally over. After 240 days of no rain, McCarran Airport recorded 0.04 inches of rain yesterday, breaking the rainless streak, which began April 20th. The dry spell was easily the longest streak in the Vegas Valley, besting the previous record of 150 days set back in 1959. Even with the record dry spell, the year is not the driest ever. That was 1953. 0.56. We've had 2 inches of rain this year.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Couple of crashes working on area freeways right now. U.S. 95 northbound before Las Vegas Boulevard. The center and right lane is blocked in that incident. And another crash, Interstate 15 northbound. That's past Charleston. And there's some heavy congestion behind that all the way back to Hacienda on 15 North.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, the Friday before Christmas. I'm not done with my Christmas shopping quite yet. I've still got a couple of things to pick up. I'll be doing that this weekend. Everybody's going to have a choice of how they're going to spend their Christmas. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. And we'll find out how you're going to spend Christmas. Many of you may end up spending it alone. Kind of sad, but this is like a lost year. It's really crazy. 33 days from the inauguration of a president. A new president, an old president, we don't know, but we'll get to that in due time. One of the things we do on Fridays, regardless of where we are on the calendar, whether we're in December or June, Fridays are special around here, and the reason they're special is because Friday is the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
what day is it?
Oh, come on. You know. You know what day it is. It's the best day of the week. It's the day that we let our hair down a little bit, have a little fun. And by the way, having fun with friends is always a good thing, and that's why I'm so glad to kick off the show today with a friend who I think has a tremendous future in public service. He is outstanding in the insurance industry, but I think he's going to be an even better public servant. He is Sam Peters, the former candidate for Congress in CD4. He's a retired major, U.S. Air Force, Bronze Star recipient. We've told you the story before, but Sam, it is great to have you with us. It has been a long, long time, too long, in fact. Good to have you with us, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. It's always good to be on with you, and thanks for that amazing Friday intro. That was nice.
Oh, don't you just love that? That's the Live and Local Players got together and they put that together. Hey, let me just ask you, as a guy that's been a part of the electoral system, you've run for public office before in CD4. I'm curious what you think of what you're seeing all around you with charges of fraud and a lack of voter integrity and. This is just ugly what's going on here, and it causes a lot of people to say, I'm never going to vote again. I've had people on the air say, I'm done voting. I'm just not going to do it anymore. As somebody that's been in the system, what do you think of it?
Well, I can tell you that the thoughts of not voting are troubling, and I'll tell you what, the scenarios we see unfolding across the country are it would lead a reasonable person to believe that it doesn't make any sense to vote, because it's just there's too much fraud, there's too much dirty play in it. But the reality of it is, we don't have to look any further than Clark County Commission District C, I believe it is, Stavros Anthony and Ross Miller. Talking about 10 votes, 15 votes, your votes matter, every single one of them. Now, I digress a little bit, and I will tell you that I am a firm believer that there is significant problems with the Dominion machines, with the dirty play in some of these deep Democrat cities. There's a report out today that that confirmed in Antrim County in Michigan that there was Trump won it, but it was originally given to Biden. There's just a pile and pile of evidence that's just growing. At the same time, it makes me wonder, why are so many of these judges kicking it out of their courtroom? And it begs the question, okay, is the evidence not being delivered or prepared in the right manner for the court, or is it, Democrat judges, playing a little game with us? And it's to me, they're fair questions, but the reality is, with so much presumed evidence and talk about what's going on poorly, you can't explain. No, if nobody can explain 132,000 votes coming in the middle of the night when voting counting has stopped, we got a problem. So
tell me what the answer is. I mean, the U.S. Supreme Court, with three Trump appointees, overwhelmingly toss him out of the Supreme Court. I guess my question is there a judge out there that will audit machines, will end up subpoenaing the machines themselves? I mean, is there somebody that's brave enough to take this thing on?
Well, so they did. There was two judges that we know of, or that I can, off the top of my head. There was a Michigan judge, again, Antrim County, that, said go forward with the audit, and the audit results have clearly showed that there's a problem. 68% of the ballots being kicked out for adjudication, which is an astonishing number of ballots percentage-wise to be kicked out for individuals to look at and make their own decision on them. So, that's one case. The judge here in Nevada actually opened up for a forensic audit. Unfortunately, I don't think the folks that were asking for that were prepared to actually do the audit. There's discussion that there was some limitations put on by the election folks during that audit that shouldn't have been. So, the legal pieces of this are still unfolding. And, you know, hopefully they can unfold rapidly enough because, you know, January 6th and January 20th are rapidly approaching. So there needs to be some work done. But I don't think it's over. In fact, you know, there was a letter put out late last night. If you saw it, there's 19 congressmen that are petitioning Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell to convene hearings on this very topic in advance of the vote on January 6th with all of the evidence that's mounting. So there's folks in the Senate that are continuing to look. Mo Dennis out of Alabama has said that he is going to contest the Electoral College vote. And, you know, he's got apparently a number of folks behind him that are going to do the same in the House side, but they need somebody on the Senate to actually break the vote and go to debate. And there's three or four senators now that are looking like they might do that. So it's not over, and it did happen in 1960, where an electoral college vote out of Hawaii went to Nixon originally, and it was overturned and given to Kennedy. So it happens. It has happened in our we have some precedents for it. So we'll see what happens. It's an unfolding adventure we're on for sure.
And it's not over. Sam Peters joining us, chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC. Now let me just ask you, though, if indeed we get the only thing that is mandated by the Constitution is January 20th. January 5th doesn't matter. January 6th doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter either way. The only thing that is mandated is that somebody will be sworn in on January 20th. The big question is, who will it be? We'll talk about that. Do you view this 33 days away? Is there time for something to happen to overturn this?
Absolutely. I mean, it can happen inside of 24 hours if the right people did the right things at the right time. We had an opportunity. The state legislatures had an opportunity, and one of the key things here that we got to look at is the dueling electoral college votes out of seven states. There's enough votes to get Trump over the edge there, and if there's enough question on those states for Congress to not award them one way or the other out of too much confusion, you know, this thing might go to a House vote of state delegations. So I think we're the yard posts are coming at us very fast, and we have to make the right moves to make something happen. And I say we, the Republican Party and the Trump team, are we out of the woods? But not by a long shot. But we're not done fighting. And I don't think President Trump is going to give up until it's absolutely said and done. And the reality is, if Biden and Kamala Harris become our next president and vice president, I don't think it's going to end there either. There's going to be some significant, and I got to hope that there are some prices to be paid by the people who are responsible for this mess that we're in.
I'm not as worried about the 2020 election as I am 2022, 2024. How do we make sure this does not happen again? Is this all related to the pandemic and the emergency and the mail-in ballot? Is that what we're talking about here in Nevada?
Well, I think it's all related to a liberal hate for Donald Trump and nothing more, and their desire to win is greater than their desire to have a just and honest America and an American election. And they're just the lengths that they will go again in this election cycle have been absolutely incredible. And I I'm a little contrarian to your view on that. I also believe 2022 is incredibly important, but it's one of those things that if we allow 2020 to go into the rearview mirror, it's going to be, as it is so often, forgotten about, and it's just going to be swept under the rug. And next thing you know, we're fighting similar battles in 2022, and I don't think we can do that. I think at some point we have to draw a line in the sand, and some elected officials with some courage need to step up, do the right thing, and you know what? Somebody's going to go to jail. Somebody needs to go to jail for this. This is a significant. You know, people have called it a constitutional crisis. Well, you don't get to a constitutional crisis unless laws have been broken, and those laws should have consequences. And to this point, we haven't seen those consequences. So, you know, I think 2020 is incredibly important still. I think whatever happens at the end of this 2020 cycle and the decisions are made, they're going to have a significant effect on how 2022 plays out. So we have to keep that in mind.
And when you say people going to jail, do you mean people like the owners of Dominion or party people on the Democrat side? What type of people are you talking about going to jail?
I'm talking about the people who can be held accountable for laws that they're broken. If there's interference and there's people at the Dominion ownership level that knew about it, and you know, there's a lot of opportunity for plausible deniability and all of these things. But the owners of these companies, they should have some liability when it comes to it. Quite frankly, you know, we're looking at Powell, Lindsay, the attorney, coming out. She's developing a RICO case, and these things generally take a long time to develop. But she's identified a number of people that are creating a web of a crime affiliate, if you will. And, you know, the people that are involved in this, and if it's politicians that can be proven to have broken the law, like, you know, I am a firm believer that people like the Attorney General in Michigan, the Governor of Michigan, these people, there's something there that is under the covers that needs to be revealed. These folks, I do not believe by any stretch of the imagination that they have clean hands.
More coming up with Sam Peters. We're going to talk about local elections. He's been a part of them as a former candidate in CD4. We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Friday, the beginning of the weekend, and the weekend before Christmas. You got your Christmas shopping done? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for no cost, no obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. The Friday before Christmas, great to have you with us. Sam Peters joining us, the former candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC, and he joins us. I want to get rid of politics here in just a second, but I can't do that without at least talking about the 139 discrepancies in District 4, the Clark County Commission. You mentioned it, Stavros Anthony, Ross Miller. Ross Miller now leads by 30 votes, 30 votes. He led before the recount by 10 votes. Are you concerned that these 139, quote, discrepancies aren't going to be accounted for?
I know they're not going to be accounted for. In fact, I've been pretty close to that race, Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC that you mentioned. We endorsed Stavros Anthony. We supported him a little bit financially as best we could. And we also were part of the volunteer crew that did the poll watching for the recount. In following it very closely, and obviously we have some interest in it, and we want Stavros to win. It's actually 15 votes now. They've changed it from 30. It was 30 the weekend of the after the recount. They found 74 ballots were either submitted or recounted or counted twice, and they've adjusted those. But then they had five more or seven more absentee ballots come in. So those seven, one of them went to Stavros, six of them to Miller. So he's up by 15 now, and. Two times. The first time it was in front of the commission with Joe Gloria. He indicated that 139 votes he could not count for. He could not decipher how those votes should go. So on that first date, I think it was November 17th or thereabouts, he told the commission that he could not certify the race. And the commission agreed with him. And he was supposed to come back early December to tell them how they were going to do a revote, a special election. But instead of that special election, the county commission, without asking any questions and hearing Joe Gloria say he was of the same mind that he could not certify that race, he could not in good conscience certify it, the commission voted 7-0 to certify it anyway. So those 139 discrepancies that we're talking about, they're being ignored completely by the county commission at this point. When Joe Gloria presented the results of the recount to the commission on Tuesday, he read a short statement that it was 15 votes total. He talked about those seven new ballots that showed up, and it was about a 2-minute statement that he read. And the commission asked him zero questions. They had zero discussion. They went straight to vote, and they certified the race again. It's incredible the turn that the commission took with no new evidence. from a 6-1 vote to have a special election to a 7-0 vote to certify it with no discussion, with no new information. It's incredible.
I spoke earlier this week with Stavros, and we've talked a lot over the last couple of weeks, and he says,